Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ground.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Greetings. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airwaves, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I'd just like to send out condolences to all of you that has lost loved ones, may it be in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, 8 hours ago, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago. I just want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, that you have sisters and brothers, and you have sojourners, missionaries, you have people of God all over the world that are praying for you and with you, that God will bring about restoration unto your soul. Hallelujah. And so I will be with you an hour on today. And so before we get any further into our program, we always come across the skyways and airwaves, and we come with a reference and an acknowledgement of God. He is our Lord. He is our soon coming Messiah. So I want to present to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem, and he will come back to receive us unto himself. Hallelujah. So I just want to take this stage, take this podium, hallelujah, to reference our Lord and Savior. He's the one that made all of this possible. So we want to go down and reference him at this time. And I'm asking all of my beautiful, hallelujah, listeners out there in digital podcast land to just bow your beautiful heads, if you will, as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. But we know you will come after us one historical day to receive you, us, unto yourself. But until that time come upon us, we will continue in your will. We will continue in your way, God. We will continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay. Enable me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, I will take your praise, and I'll give you all the honor that's due unto thee, Father God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the people of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get you a good seat. Hallelujah. And just get up close to your podcast dial. You can get your orange juice or your morning latte or whatever suits your fancy. Bring all your digital toys aboard because we are in need of them. Your iPads, your iPhones, your laptops, and just all of your gadgets that's near and dear to your heart, and bring them aboard. And so without any further ado, we're going to now take you live into a program that's already in progression. But before we go into our live program, I want to present those numbers to you that may want to call in and request prayer. At the conclusion of this program, you're welcome to do so. So I want to give you those numbers. And those numbers are 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. The next number is 877-598-8654. That number again, 877-598-8654. And you are welcome to call in at the conclusion of this program. And I just thank those of you once again that continually to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. And you know God has got blessings upon blessings because, you know, he never run out. He never run out of anything. I mean, he never run out of gold or silver or love, sovereignty, grace, and mercy, and just currency, houses, automobiles, you name it. God never run out of anything that he is the owner and the proprietor of. So it is ours for the asking. He said that we have not because we ask not. So it behooves you, my friend. He said, just ask in my name. Whatever you want for God to do, if it's you want to have a child, you haven't been able to conceive and you want to have a child, that's no problem with God because God can do anything with one exception, and that is faith. So if you're desiring a new husband, a new wife, new home, new automobile, you know, you're looking to adopt some children, you want to get closer to your family, you know, members, and you might have a son or daughter that's, you know, into drugs and into booze and whiskey and wine or what have you, incarcerated. We want to just, you know, pray for them, keep them in the forefront of God. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to pray for our loved ones, you know, that God will bring about deliverance. So, like I said, without any further ado, we're going to take you now on into our live program. Hallelujah. Our sermon on this morning entitles Gardening Tips. I want to say that one more time. Gardening Tips. Hallelujah. And I picked up a garden too the other day, and I got some good advice. The description says, take care of the soil. Don't worry about the plants. If the soil is good, the seed will take root and grow. And we know just as we follow those steps, we can go into the parable of the sower in the law of Mark 4. Jesus spoke of the importance of the good ground or the good soil. Hallelujah. And he defined the good soil as referring to those who hear God's word and accept it and bear fruit, verse 20. So if you and I, if we keep our hearts soft and receptive to God's word, it will soon take root and grow and produce fruits. We know that in the life of gardening, life is in the seed under the right conditions. It will grow until it reaches maturity and then produce fruits. Similarity, if the seed of the word is planted in you and I, we know that in the good soil of a receptive heart, it will grow, hallelujah, until the character of Jesus is seen. And so, you know, on this journey, on this Christian journey that we're traveling on, you know, we encounter a tedious and uphill battle sometimes in our life, you know. People will try you to see, you know, if you as holy as you say you are. Are you saved or have you backslidden or have you slidden backwards? You know, have you lost your way or just what's happening with you, you know? Because a lot of times, you know, because you are a woman or a man of God, people will challenge you and they will see just how far you can go. They will see how they can trigger that clock of yours to see if they can get you to say something that you know you shouldn't be saying, you know. But, you know, there is a right way to approach anyone. God said we should always be ready and have an answer for anyone, you know, that we encounter along this life journey. But God said we can get mad. You and I can get mad. Surely we can. But he says to sin not. So you can, you know, you can tell a person what you need them to know in a godly and respectable mannerism. You know, we don't have to go off on the deep end. And, you know, we don't have to act like the other folks act, like the heathens act. But we can act in a godly manner that's pleasing and acceptable in God's eyesight. Hallelujah. So we know that for the Christian, we know that the power of the spiritual life, hallelujah, come from the indwelling Holy Spirit. As we open our heart to the word, hallelujah, with an eagerness to obey it, the Spirit causes you and I to grow and bear fruit. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of Galatians 5:22-23. You can't make you and I. We can't make ourselves grow any more than we can force growth from the seed in our garden. But we can tend, hallelujah, the soil and keep our hearts soft and receptive. We can remain obedient to God's word. Then we will yield the fruit of righteousness. But we know that God's word. Then we will yield to his way and to his instructions. Now, I want to ask you that are listening on this morning, what kind of soul are you? What kind of soul are you? Hallelujah. We know that God would want us to be that ideal woman and man of God that will, you know, teach others the way to the Father. You know, when we go out on our itinerary, you know, our daily itinerary, wherever we might go, you know, we are sure to encounter people that we've never run into before in this life. And, you know, that's an opportunity to introduce Christ to that person. You know, not saying that we're going to throw our Jesus on anyone. We're not going, we don't carry ourselves like that, but we can just, you know, introduce Jesus to them, those that want to be introduced. And, you know, it was ironic because last evening I was out really late in the 8 a.m. morning, and I run into two individuals and found out that they were sisters, and yet they was far in distance from their vicinity in which they resided. But they come over this side of town to retrieve some plastic bags that on their side of town no longer uses. And so, you know, as I was approaching the door of the department store, we began to, you know, just talk. She approached me, and then I you know, interacted with her and her sister. And she was telling me that she was, you know, in a church, and how that, you know, she really didn't feel comfortable there, and, you know, she just wasn't welcome, you know, and so she don't even go to church right now. You know, that's sad, to where people, you know, is feeling to where they're not welcome in the house of the Lord. You know, that those churches is not ours. Those churches and those cathedrals, those temples, those assemblies that we attend, they belong to God. And we don't really have a right to ban anyone out, to tell them to get out, you know, because that is not ours. That God give us the rule to be over that jurisdiction, but we are not to, you know, tell anyone to get out and to, you know, don't come back. You know, unless they are acting unseemly in an ungodly manner, and, you know, and they refuse to act accordingly to, you know, what you're asking them to do. Because, you know, you are turning away a soul that could be, you know, a soul in the vineyard for Christ. You know, so we are to just, you know, love on the people more and encourage them and let them know that they are not alone, and whatever that they might need in the near future, that they can count on you. Because, you know, when the people come to church, they come in there to drop their heavy loads of burdens, their trials, their tribulations that they have been encountering, you know. So we are to just love them and treat them the way that God would treat them, not necessarily the way that we would, because we are getting out of self, and we are getting out of the natural mode, and we're going into the spiritual mode. So we need to treat them the way that Christ would treat them. You know, we know that Christ didn't turn away anyone. You know, whoever was sick among ye, God just went about doing good, praying for the lame and the sick, you know, and the shut-in, those that was on deathbed, those that could not walk, that was crippled, and that was lame, he prayed for them. You know, so God, and he never complained about, you know, I'm tired, you know, I'm going to take off today and I'm going to rest, you know, because I've just prayed, you know, for so many followers on today during my, you know, during my mission, that I am just tired and I'm just going to rest. But Jesus never complained. He never complained. I mean, when people came to Jesus, you know, he would just stop in his tracks and attend to what they needed. And so if we are to implement Christ in our lives, then we should be doing the same thing to win souls for the kingdom. That's what we are doing, is to win souls for Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And so we know that we're talking about, our theme is gardening tips. And so we're talking about growth. And so we're going to go, and we haven't read any of our key scriptures. And so I would like to read our first key scripture. And it reads this. It says that these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Mark 4:20. All right, we're going to go into the second key scripture on today. And it reads this. Hallelujah. It says, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law Jeremiah 18:6. All right, we're going to keep right on rolling. We're going to go to our third key scripture, and it reads this: keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issue of life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Proverbs 4:23. And our last key scripture reading is this. It says that by you I have been upheld from birth, and my praise shall be continually of you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 71:6. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And so, like I said, we know that one definition of the word attitude is the angle of approach that an aircraft takes when landing. We find out that attitudes are to life as the angle of approach is to flying. Attitude is the way we choose to think about things. Attitude, hallelujah, will cause us to react and behave, hallelujah, in a certain way. We know that our attitudes are not inborn or accidental, but they are learned and absorbed. They are reactions. Therefore, they can be changed. So we know that during, hallelujah, during our young adult lifetime, maybe in our 30s. Hallelujah. We know that that was in the Lord at that time, that the Lord began to work on us, you know, and he began to mold us and make us, because we're talking about gardening tips, and we're talking about things that we can do to be more creative in Christ. Hallelujah. So like I said, the Lord began to convict me of the wrong thinking toward myself and others and in life, and the negativity, you know, that prongs our minds and our hearts and our souls. And sometimes we can let self-pity and bitter thinking, hallelujah, you know, get the best of us. But we know that with the help of God, we know that we can recognize, you know, that we need to change in those areas of our attitudes and our actions, and to react as well. But I know I was always willing to, you know, do whatever that was required of me. You know, God, you know, come to me and told me that, well, daughter, you might need to do this, maybe need to pray more or fast a little longer, or, you know, go a little longer in my fast, and whatever, you know, that God would put in my heart to do, you know, well, I want you to go and give to this particular person, you know, then I would do that, you know. And so I know that in the law of Jeremiah 18, and we go back to about the potter, that he refashioned you and I, and he mold us and make us into clay, which is what is felt into different vessels. So as you and I, you are to please the potter, you know, we can do great things, and God can mold us and make us into what he would have you and I to be. And we can be the cooperative clay. That's what we can become, you know, because we know that in today's vessel, it is far from finished. We are far from finished, being finished. God is working on us daily. Hallelujah. But I know as I put myself in the potter's hand, you can put yourself in the potter's hand, and he can work on me and work on you and reshaping our attitudes and our actions. Because I can call them Christ attitudes and Christ actions and Christ's reactions. We know that the great potter can do the same for you and I. So we ask God to have thy own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hallelujah. We know that thou art the potter, and you and I are the clay. And Lord, mold me and make me, Hallelujah. After thy will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. While I am waiting and yielding and still, God, we know, hallelujah, that change in the heart can bring a change in our behaviors. So what we need to do is adhere to our gardening tips, because it will bring us, hallelujah, closer Christ. And I tell you, we will just, you know that God is pleased with us and our lifestyle, you know, because like I said, you know, it takes continued prayer, you know, in this world in which we're living, because we encounter all sorts of things and people and attitudes, you know, people that's mad. They come, you know, to the store mad, or to the bank mad, or to wherever you might be traveling, they're already mad, you know, so they might approach you the wrong way. And you say, well, you know, I don't know what's wrong with this person, you know, because I didn't do anything to you, you know, but, you know, you just, you know, pray for them in spite of, you know, and just say, you know, help me, Lord, because I know a lot of times we need God help, because we can go off on the deep end, you know. We can get angry ourselves because the person can come across in the wrong manner, you know. But we know if we ask God, you know, just continually to, you know, just mold us and make us in his will, you know, then we know that we will be exactly what God would desire in us, and we can be, you know, effective witnesses for God. Hallelujah. And I know my time is, oh, it's just getting on away from here, but I want to read just another few more. Well, I don't know. I don't think I have enough time for probably too much more, but I want to read one more paragraph, and then we're going to change the dynamics of the service. But now I know that when we are young, you know, when we were young kids, you and I, whether it be male or female, you know, we could not wait. I mean, we just couldn't wait to grow up. I know I said those things, you know, because I mean, I was strict. You know, I had some strict disciplinaries, and not only was my parents, but I would stay, you know, with relatives, and there was strict there. So it was kind of like strict nine, you know. And so I would say, you know, I'd be so glad when I get grown, you know, I won't have to listen to all of this, you know, and the do's and the don'ts, you know. So it's kind of like the rules of the house, you know. But I know that you and I, you know, we just couldn't wait to grow up. And when we got old, we looked back longingly and to the former years. So we look back and sometimes, you know, we wonder, you know, man, I wish I was a child again, you know. But we know that God intends you and I that we have joy, and we can fully just take each season of life as it comes. Whatever our age, we know that he can impart what he needed for us and through us, because we can be all that God will require us to be. He asks you and I to commit our ways to him, hallelujah, and accept the struggle. You know, he allows our struggles and our trials and tribulations, but the strength he gives us and he provides. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So all we got to do, you know, is just keep our hand in God's hand. Keep moving and keep a positive mind. Whatever you encounter, just know that this too shall pass, you know. Trouble don't last always, you know. Hallelujah. You know, in our physical bodies sometimes, you know, we know that sometimes we as we grow older, we lose our strength. Sometimes we lose the beauty of youth, or maybe the physical aspect of it. But we know that the strength and the beauty of old age is spiritual. You and I, we can gradually lose the strength and the beauty, because we know that's temporary. But we know that if we just stay sure and concentrate on the strength and the beauty that God provides, we know that you and I, hallelujah, will be eager to leave the temporaries and the deteriorating parts of us and truly, you know, just not be homesick for the eternal home at this time. But, you know, just knowing that in all things, you know, God will make us new again, you know, because we know that, you know, every year we get a year older and we might get a few more, you know, silver hairs on our heads, you know. But we just know that we'll just age, and I would say gracefully, you know. And I think that's a good thing, you know. But I know that, you know, I used to say that worrying, you know, I used to say, you're going to worry me until I grow gray hair. But, you know, God, you know, he stopped me, and he told me, he says, no, daughter. He says, you know, worries will not cause you or anyone to grow gray hair. So, you know, so I had to quit saying that because that wasn't true. You know, just I think that was just an old folks' tale that just came down through time. And, you know, it just went from one generation to the next. But I tell you, God set the record straight. He says, by worrying will not add one gray strand to your head, you know. I was, okay, Lord, I hear you, you know, okay. So I didn't say that anymore, and I don't say that to this day, you know, because I know that that's not, you know, that's not right. And I wouldn't be truthful if I said that, you know. But I know when I was saying it, I didn't know that that wasn't right, you know. I didn't know that that wasn't true because I just heard that down through, like I said, down through generations, probably, you know, my parents and then their parents, you know. And on and on. But like I said, you know, if you and I, if we are in the life of springtime, we can trust God's timing to fulfill yours and mine and our dreams. Are you in life summer or autumn? Can you face your daily challenges head on? And if you feel that winter chills, draw close to the Lord, because we know in his presence can make every season of life one of strength and beauty. Not this hour is mine, Lord, but may it be used for thine. May every passing moment count for eternity. So I just want to encourage you before ending, whatever the season of your life, we know that attitude makes all the difference. And our sermon on today has been gardening tips. Hallelujah. So I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence, God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been presented on today, Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. I web address, www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again across these skyways and airways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to change now the dynamics of this program, turning you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, buckle up with Jesus at the wheel because he is people friendly. I'm encouraging you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
I just want you to take a look back.
And I look back through the years.
Don't you know that it's amazing?
It's amazing how he got me.
What
the devil?
What the devil?
It's for me.
What the devil?
Turn it around. Just all I do. I'm so happy and highly favored.
Yeah. Let's energize this song. Y'all help us out.
Gotta keep on pressing. Gotta keep on moving until I get there.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Now you just don't want to go. I'm Yeah.